The Gemara said that there's an idea called Dina de Bar Mitzvah, something that we're all on some level familiar with. If somebody is looking to acquire a piece of property, the Moicher has a responsibility to sell it first to one of the neighbors before he offers it to somebody else. In other words, the Bar Mitzvah, the neighbor of this piece of property that's being sold, has a right of first refusal, as long as he matches the offer, to be able to take this piece of property. And it sounds like this law is incumbent upon the Moicher to satisfy. It's incumbent upon the other Lekeach, this person that really wanted to buy this piece of property, he should allow the Bar Mitzvah to keep it. And the Gemara actually had a source in the Torah from a pasuk to this halacha. Mishum shenemar, it says Vasisa Hayoshev Atoy Beini Hashem. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vaaschanun, and from there we learn the concept of Dida de Bar Mitzvah. The way Rashi explained it was Dovash Iyata Nechzer Kol Kach. If you're involved in a transaction where you're going to lose, but you're not going to lose so much, right? The Moich is certainly not losing, and the Lekeach is going to lose a little bit. Yeah, he'd love to buy another piece of property, but if you're not losing so much, L'shoinei Azov Shal Rashi, in that case, it's incumbent upon you to do the decent thing, and that is V'asisa Hayosher V'hatoy. It's interesting. If you take a look in Rashi and Chumash, on this pasuk, V'asisa Hayosher V'hatoy B'eni Hashem, Rashi says, Zu Pshara V'lifnim Meshur Sadeh. That V'asisa Hayosher V'hatoy B'eni Hashem is a commandment that says that if you're involved in a dispute, try to compromise. Or in life, you should try to go l'fnei Meshur HaSadeh, which I think gives a little color to the halach of Dina de Bar Mitzvah. And that is, it's on some level of l'fnei Meshur HaSadeh. But at the same time, the Torah says, V'asisa Yoshev HaToy Be'ini Hashem, that a yid is supposed to go l'fnei Meshur HaSadeh. Now the truth is, this is a little bit chazara. The idea of going l'fnei Meshur HaSadeh is something that interestingly came up several times throughout Masechus Bava Metzia. And there's really one Tosfos in Perek Eilu Metzias, Daf Chaf Dal Amud Beis, that puts all these Gemaras together. The first Gemara was on Daf Chaf Dal Amud Beis. The Gemara they told the story. Rav Yehuda have a shakl v'azav asrei de marshul b'shukah de Beit Daisa. Rav Yehuda was once following his Rebbe Shmuel in the shukah of Beit Daisa. Amaleis, Rav Yehuda told Shmuel, Motzakan Arniki Mau, if I would be lucky enough and I would stumble upon an Arniki, I would find money right here. What's that loch? Would I be able to keep it or would I not be able to keep it? This is smack in the middle of Eilu Metzias. Amaleis, Shmuel said, Arei Eilu Shalai, you'd be allowed to keep it. Bo Yisrov and Asab Asim Imam. Shmuel then got the follow-up question. Rabbi Yehuda said, what would be if a yid would come and he would give me a simen? What would be that loch? Amalei chayv lahachzer. You would have to return it. Says the Gemara, tarti. So Rabbi Yehuda told Shmuel, I understand. Rebbe, you would just say to yourself, you're telling me that if I find an arniki, I can keep it. And then you're telling me that if a yid comes and gives a simen, I have to return it. If I find an arniki, I can keep it. What does that mean? That means that we assume the Bailam was miyayish. Therefore, it was shalai. Well, if the Bailam was miyayish, then even if he comes and he brings a simen, I should be able to keep it because he was miyayish already. Amalei. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, my Taira Talmud, Shinana, right? You're asking a good kashna. My halacha of Chayiv Lahachzer is true. It's not Miyakir Adin, because Miyakir Adin, we assume he was Miyayish. But it's based on Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. Ki had Avu de Shmuel. And the Gemara tells a story with Shmuel's father, Ashkechana Chamri b'midbara. He once found Chamoyrim, donkeys in the midbar. Vadrinu l'maray, l'basa treisa yarchi shasa. And he returned it after 12 months. Even though after 12 months, we assume for sure the Bible was Miyayish. And the reason he did it was Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. So you have a Gemara in the Sugis of El Metzias, Shmuel, Avu de Shmuel, that you're supposed to go l'fnim Meshur HaSadeh. Frey Tosfos, two kashas. His first kasha is from another Gemara in Perek Eilu Metzias, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara there told another story. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi have a ka'azal b'orcha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was once traveling on the road. Pagabe hahu gavra. And he met a person, Havadari Pischa de Ufi. And this person, he was carrying bundles of wood, and he was very, very tired. He was schwitzing, it was hot outside. Oisvinu, he put it down, become mitpach, and he took a little bit of a rest. Amalei, when he had to pick up the load again, it was very heavy. So he turned to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and he told him, Dalili, can you please help me? Now, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi understood they had an obligation to help him, Azev Tazoev, Prika Teina, that's what's going on in that Gemara. But he didn't want to help him. So Amalei told him, come and shove him. Tell me, how much are your eitzim worth? Amalei palga de zuza. It's a half a zuz. No, you have palga de zuz. He says, here you have a half a zuz. It's not yours now, it's mine. I'm going to leave it here. I don't need it. Like this, I don't have to help you. It wasn't worth his tircha to have to get involved, he'd prefer to give him a half as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi didn't need the wood. So after he did this for Afkara, he made it Hefker. Says the Gemara, oh, it's Hefker. This guy was thrilled. He just did the best deal in his life. Hadazachabus, he was eichen it again. And he says, will you please help me? He says, Oyve, nah, I don't want to help you. Let me buy it for you again. Hadavyavle, palga de zuza, rinse and repeat. For Afkara, the same thing happened again. So the Gemara says, after he was Mafkar the second time, Chazid, Avakaboy, the Mahadal Miskabu, he saw that this person was going to be Zacha. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi told this yid, hey, listen, I made this mistake once, I'm not making it again. He said, "Lekuli alma afkirinu." I was mafkir to everybody, but I was never mafkir to you. Anyone that wants to be zaycheh could be zaycheh, but you can't fight the Gemara. Could you do something like, umi abi hefker, ki I gadu? But now we went to the Mishnah, Bishamim, Bishamim says, hefker lanim hefker, ubeis nilayim, enoi hefker achiye, hefker lanim alashirin, ki shmita. Besides a shita, that hefker has to be like shmita, which is hefker to everybody. Here, he was being a mafka, not to everybody. It's not something that even works. According to Beishamai, it works. But Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi definitely is not going like Beishamai. So the Gemara says like this. Elo, you're right. Look, Oilom, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Kuli am mafkirin. He was really mafkirin for everybody. Ubemilsa ba'alma hu de oikme. And the reason he did this was because he just didn't want to be fadraida kup with this person. So he made believe. He made believe that he wasn't, meaning of course he wasn't going to Shitas Beishana, he was like Bisul, really was smafkut for everybody, and he was just trying to avoid this whole situation. Says the Gemara, but I have a fundamental problem with this whole story. Who is the Tana in this story? It was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Freak the Gemara. For Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Zokin Veina Lichvich Voidei Hava. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, for him to engage in this kind of behavior, is a Zokin Veina Lichvich Voidei. And we know a Zokin Veina Lichvich Voidei is part from a Shavas Aveda, but not just a Shavas Aveda, from pre cantina as well. So freak the Gemara. I understand why is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi humoring this guy. At the end of the day, he's a Zokin Veina Lichvich Voidei. He was potter anyways. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Lefnim Mishur Sadin Hudavat. What Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was doing was Lefnim Mishur Sadin. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef taught in a Braisa, it says in the Pasik, Vizarto SMS Achukim, Vesatoiros, Voidatlam Esaderech Yelchuba, Vesamasa Asher Yasp. The context over there is Yisroi. He's giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning of Parashas Yisrael, and he tells him what he should do. But either way, Chazal Darshan, this pasuk as follows. Voidatolem es haderech. Voidatolem is referring to Beis Chayeyan. You have to teach a parnasa. Es haderech is gemilus chasodim. Yelchu is bikur choylem. Ba is kfura. Ves hamas is adin. Ache yasun. So lefnim eshur esadin. So you want to know where Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi did what he did? It's because he was going lefnim eshur esadin. This is the second gemara. Tosfos has a kasha from this gemara. What the kasha is, we're going to hold that thought. But there's a third gemara that Tosfos asks a second kasha from, also gemara that we learned in Bava Metzia. And this is in the end of Asoicha Sa'umnin. It's also a story. And that pay gimel amid aleph. The gemara over there says as follows: Rabbi Bar Bar Chanon tovri lehanu shkuloi chavisa dechamra. Rabbi Bar Bar Chanon hired porters to take logistics, carry barrels for him. Either way, the shkuloi went and they broke a chavisa dechamra, a barrel of wine. Shokal glimayo. So he took their shirt. Also, Amalei the Rav, they went and they told Rav what happened. Amalei, so Rav said, have a little glimayo, give them back their shirt. I mean, even though in that sugya, really, these shkuloi should have been responsible, nisko pesheya, that's what's going on over there. But still, Rav said, you have to give back their shirt. Amalei, dina hachi? He said, is that the din? Amalei, in, it is the din. He says, where does it say this? I never heard of such a din. I don't know. I learned the sugya is nisko pesheya. She said, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, l'man teilech b'derech toivim. L'man teilech b'derech toivim. You have to go in the derech of toivim. Zok tehele gerashi. Lifnim mishur sadin. You have to go lifnim mishur sadin. No. He listened, Yav Lugle Mayu. Amalei, they told him afterwards, you know, Ani Anan, you know, we're very poor. Vitarchino Kula Yoimo, and we worked the entire day. Vikafina, and we're starving. Veles Lamidi, we have nothing to eat. Can you please feed us? Amalei, so he told him, Rav did zil have a grayu. Yeah, pay him. He says, what? Amalei, dinachi? Let me buy you. I'm not charging them for breaking my barrel of wine, but I don't have to pay them for the work that they did. Well, yeah, that's the halacha. It says, V'archa tzadikim tishmar. The end of that pasuk. L'man teluk v'derech toivim, V'archa tzadikim tishmar. And as a result, this is something that you're going to be obligated to do. Freak the Hilga Tosfos. I have three gemaras that talk about the halach of lefnei mishur hadin. I have the Gemara on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis with Rav Yehuda, who was together with Mar Shmuel, and he said, if I would find an article now, would I be able to give it? He said, yeah. What if a yid would come and give a simon? What would be the halach? You'd have to give it back. He told him it's a steer. He says, no, I mean lefnei mishur hadin. I have the Gemara in Eil Metzias Daf Lamed Amud Beis with Rav Yishmael Rav Yosi, who, although he was a zaken v'ena lefichvoidei, he was very sensitive to this person who was schlepping wood in the very, very hot sun, and the reason he did it was based on a pasuk, Asher Yasun Zilof Nimeshur Sadin. And then I have a Gemara in Asoy Chesu Umnin, the Gemara with Rabbi Barbar Chanon, or some have the Gersa, Rabbi Barbar Chana, where you have a story over here with the porters that Loimi Baya, he didn't charge them, although Niskal Paisheya, but even paid them for a hard day's work, and it was based on Lof Nimeshur. So I have three Gemaras about Lof Nimeshur Sadin. Sounds good, right? Sounds like we're all getting along. Every Gemara is saying the same thing, that there's an Indian of going Lof Nimeshur Sadin. Abazok Tois is Sapella. He says, you know why it's Sapella? Because on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, when the Gemara mentioned Lof Nimeshur Sadin, it didn't even say anything about a Makar. Amalei Lof Nimeshur Sadin. You have to go Lof Nimeshur Sadin. Is there a Makar to Lof Nimeshur Sadin? Doesn't say anything about a Makar. On Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the story with Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yoisi, the Gemara says he went Lof Nimeshur Sadin. You know why? The Tani Rabbi Yosef, Asher Yasun Zul Lefnei Meshur Sadin. Sedo Amikar, Amikar, Pasuk and Parashas Yisroel. And then on the Pei Gimel Amid Aleph with Rabbi Barbar Chana, again, there's a story of Lefnei Meshur Sadin, and again, there is a Makar, and what's the Makar over there? Mishlei, Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav. So Frank Toysvis, I don't understand. On Lamed Amid Beis, we're not going in order, there's a Pasuk in the Torah. But Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei. And then a Chavtal Amid Beis, there's no Pasuk at all. So, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Frektaisis. Do you need a pasuk? Do you not need a pasuk? Like, how exactly does this work? And why are there different psukim? I have three sugis, says Toismus, and to me, the three sugis don't seem to stem. Says Toismus, you have to say that although there's three sugis here related to Lefnei Meshur Hadin, but they're not all the same. There's nuances that make each story a little bit unique, and it's for that reason the sugya, although it sounds like they're Lashita Sayu, but after further review, they're different, and they play themselves out in their own unique way. I'll read Toistus Lash, and I chav Dalet Amud Beis, it's Dibra Maschel, very appropriately, the Lefnei Meshur Hadin. Says Toist V'yesh Loim, the Loimaisi Krod Asher Yason, the Makar of Asher Yason, Atzas Yisroi, that the Gemara quoted on Daf Lamed Amud Beis by the story of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that was brought Ela B'Makom Shacherin Chayav and Vu Potter. That was brought in the context of Zochin Vein Lefich Fodi. Every person in the world has a chiv to help this yid. You're a Zochin Vein Lefich Fodi, so you don't have to. In a situation like this, where everybody is chayiv and punk your potter, over there there's a din to go Lefnei Meshur Hadin, and that din of going Lefnei Meshur Hadin is learned out from the pasuk of Asher Yasan. The hoch, I'm skipping a little bit. Bishmait in the adrinu basa trecha yachs shishasa. In our sugya, kuli amiptur. Everybody was potter. Right, what was going on in Chavdal on the base? Somebody found an arnaki in a shuk. It's for sure Hare Elu Shalai. Everybody that finds it will be potter. Abu Adishmul found the chamoyrim 12 months later. No one has an obligation to return it. Over there, loimaisikra. Over there, you don't have a pasik. And the reason you don't have a pasik is because being that over here, everybody is potter. So over here, you don't need a pasik at all. Interesting. But at the same time, there is a din lefnei meshur hadin. Avo b'soy for umnin. In the end of asoicher so umnin, bahanish kuloy sheshav leyachavis v'asul leyhefsid gadol. Over there, there was a hefsid mishum lefnei meshur hadin ain loy lehefsid. Mitzad ikrim lefnei meshur hadin, there would be no reason for him to have to lose out. Lakach ma'isi kro leman telech b'derech tovim. That's why we need the pasuk of leman telech b'derech tovim. So says Tosfos three different things. But v'mitziyah chav dalet amud beis, everybody is potter. Not just you. Everybody is potter. There, lefnei meshur hadin, no psukim needed. On Lamed Amud Beis, everybody is chayiv. You have a special ptur. Over there, we need a pasuk to be mechayiv you. That's the pasuk in the Torah of Asher Yasun. In Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, over there, everyone is potter for sure, but over there there's a hefsid moment. Over there you're losing out, right? He's not charging him for his damages, technically as a memoidigabach, and our ba'avais nezikim digaklei. Not just that, he's even paying him his wages. Being that over there, he's incurring a hefsid. Over there, you're incurring a hefsid. Over there, it's going to be different. And over there, the halach is you're going to have to come onto a pasuk. And where's that pasuk going to be? That pasuk's already going to be in Sefer Mishlei. Incidentally, the Goyen in Mishlei makes a beautiful deal. We spoke to Sad in the shir from the last machzer that in the story with Rabbi Bar Bachana, what happened? They broke the chavisa de chamra, and Rabbi Bar Bachana quickly took payment. Right, he grabbed their shirt, and they went to Rav. And what did Rav say? Leman teilech bederech toivim. And then they said, but you know, we have no money. So Rav said, you even have to pay them. Because it says, V'archa sadikim tishmar. So the Goyin is, Pirush HaMishlei says, that why, regarding the first time, to give him his shirt back, he quoted the ratio of the Pasuk, L'man teilech bederech toivim. But as it relates to charging him his wages, and giving him actual payment, he quoted the end of the Pasuk, V'archa sadikim tishmar. So the Goyin says, the reason is very simple. The reason is because there's levels within this Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. He said the second Lefnim Meshur HaSadin was a much bigger Madrega than the first Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. What was the first level? The first level was, really, I'm entitled to take payment from you. I'm not going to take payment. The second was, not only am I not going to take payment, but I'm going to pay you for ruining me, right? That's a much higher Madrega. So says the Goyin, read the words of the Pasuk. L'man teilech b'derech toivim. Toivim have a responsibility to do the first level. Aber the second level, that's only va'archos tzadikim tishmar. Only the tzadik has to observe. Lefnim Meshur HaSadin is somewhat relative to who you are. So the first chelik of that story, which is the lesser level, that's every toiv is incumbent upon. This is something that he needs to do. That's l'man teilech b'derech toivim. As it relates to the second chelik, that's already v'archa tzadikim tishmar. That's only the tzadik would have to watch. And the Goyin adds a knech. He says that in the first part of the pasuk it says b'derech toivim. In the second part of the pasuk it says v'orchos tzadikim. So the Goyin says a derech is a big road. Orchos is a small path. He says, the toivim, the road of the toivim is a wide path because there's a lot of good people in the world. But as it relates to tzaddikim, there's very few tzaddikim. And that's why the tzaddikim, they travel on the orchas, where the sefer orchas tzaddikim comes from. But that's the orchas tzaddikim. But regardless, there's levels and there's nuances in the world of Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. So Tosis makes this hafuldiga observation that all these different Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, the gemaras, that have different makairas, what's going on? Havdalah mebeis, no makar. Lamin amid beis, it's asher yasim to lefnim meshur hasadin. Pei gimel amid aleph, it's laman teilech b'derech toivim. And the Goyin adds to that, v'archa tzadikim tishmar, the teretz niz, there's different madregas. Where everybody is potter, that's no pasuk at all. Where everyone is chayiv, you have a bezunder reptor, that's asher yasim. Where it's going to come on the cheshman of a hefzid, that's mishlei. And with the Goyin's knech, that within mishlei gufa, there's two levels. There's laman teilech b'derech toivim, not to take from him, and v'orcha tzadikim tishmar, not only am I not taking from him, but I'm even giving him. But there's just one other pasuk that Tosis made himself nishvizendik from, and that is kufches amar aleph. That is v'asisa yoshev atoiv, which Rashi, Kwoni Chazal, said is zu pshara v'lefnim meshur hasadin. So what's that then, lefnim meshur hasadin? That's really interesting. You know, there's a big discussion in the Achronim whether when we talk about Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, is that a chiyuv? There's like an obligation? You have to go Lefnim Meshur HaSadin? Can we force someone to go Lefnim Meshur HaSadin? The Ramah brings two dais in Chayshim Mishpatzim and Yud Beis. It's based on a machloikis, based Yosef and Bach. It's based really on a machloikis, Mardchai and other Rishonim. But the bottom line is, can you force someone to go Lefnim Meshur HaSadin? Is Lefnim Meshur HaSadin a din d'iraisa, or is it a din d'rabbanan? Some want to say that it could be, it's totally in this whole Tosfos. I mean, it could be this Gerbin Nafkimina Zan Alacha. Maybe the Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, a Mishlei, Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav of the Gemara, and Daf Pe Gimla Ben Aleph, the Mais with Rabbi Abrachan. It could be that's not going to be something that you can force someone. You can force someone to go Ba'archa Sadikim, to go with the Derech Toivim, but it could be Ashe Yasun, that's a Pasuk in the Torah. That might even be a din d'iraisa. Svara, you have to know, Lomali Kras Svaru, so it's a little bit faplunted, but the bottom line is that at first glance, what's the makar to Lefnim Meshur HaSadin? Off the bat, just from learning Bava Metzia, I would say Ayin Bava Metzia Chavdal Mebeis, Ayin Bava Metzia Daf Lamin Mebeis, Ayin Bava Metzia Daf Pe Gimel Amar Aleph, Ayin Bava Metzia Daf Kofches Amar Aleph. I would also take a look at Tosfos on Daf Chavdal Mebeis. I'd also look at the Goyin of Mishlei in Perik Beis Pasuk Chav, just to name a few makar. This is more to talk about on this inyan.